Always exciting time for rugby league with the All-Stars match when the Indigenous All-Stars take on the Maori All-Stars this weekend. I'm lucky enough to be a part of it for the last couple of years, as has my assistant coach, Justin Hodges, and he joins us in the Gold Coast studios this morning. Morning, Hodger.
Morning, Loz. How are you?
Yeah, really well, mate. Always a fantastic week to be a part of. Of course, you have been there as a player, but now you're also on the coaching staff.
Yeah, look, I think it's one of those weeks that's so important to where people you just see how much joy, like these guys give them. You can see when the boys go training or they go to, like the youth summit and all those type of things, and they go out to schools. You can just see all the joy the kids have. It's a great occasion where our people get to stop doing those things they're doing in their communities, in terms of drinking and all that type of stuff, and they get to take their kids down and just watch their boys play football and watch them train and watch their heroes train. I think that's the best thing I get out of it. And also those youth summits. Look, you get to learn a lot more about your culture because a lot of that stuff was lost and wasn't taught to us when we were growing up. So I think, it's not just about the football. It's about the week in terms of all those type of things. And then obviously the game at the end was just the icing on the cake, and we're going to make sure that, we send our kids home happy.
I think that's the important thing that you mentioned before about it's what they do with the community and what they do with these youth summit kids, because some of them were coming from underprivileged backgrounds, and they sit down and talk to some of the guys that have faced the same challenges as them. They share their experiences and talk about how you can make a difference in your own communities.
Yeah, look, exactly right. And I saw it. You probably, like when you're a player, you probably didn't realise the impact you did have on people, and especially those young guys, those young people coming in when you had those youth summits. And I looked at last year, when we were down in Melbourne, I went in and just sat around and just watched all the kids and watched how the boys interacted with everyone. And, I saw young men, looking at Latrell and, just idolising in him. But then the boys were out of their comfort zone. They had to come up with singing things, dancing things. But the boys, like just the way they all jumped in and made those other kids feel a part of it, it just makes you realise the impact the players do have on our young people.
You mentioned Latrell, and he's now going through a phase in his career where he's changing positions, he's changing clubs. You went through a similar thing. Yep. You left the Broncos, went to the Roosters, and you're a centre, but you wanted to play fullback, and then, of course, you moved back into the centres. What are the challenges that Latrell faces playing fullback, and how good a success will he be there?
Well, look, we all know he's a freak of a player. We just, obviously, every week we watch him play, and everyone's in awe of the way he plays football, He's been always, similar to a style of Greg Inglis, where he's just so intimidated with the football, especially in defence. I love the way he plays in defence. He's so aggressive. But I think the big thing for him, that transition from going to centre to fullback is going to be, the fitness thing is going to be a big thing for him. A lot of Ks, reading defence, talking in defence, turning up at the right time, and then he's got to make sure he's there on the support play, kick chase, and all those type of stuff. That's the big question you're going to have around him. And if such a wonderful player, you don't really want to try and burn him out. You want him in those big moments to step up. But by saying that, by all reports, he's training well, and we saw him yesterday. He looks really fit, probably the fittest I've ever seen him. And, he's a freak of a player. He'll handle the position. It's just a matter of the week-to-week stuff and how much of an impact that has on his body.
What about some of the other boys in the team? We don't know a lot about some of the young boys, young Zach Sadler, Jermaine Tumnoa Brown.
He's a monster, that kid.
But they are big boys, aren't they? I got a surprise.
Yeah, look, I did too, Loz, and that's something that we probably haven't had apart from big, maybe Tommy Leroy Lars, we haven't really had
Georgie Rose,
but we haven't really had that big size. But he looks physically fit. He's a intimidating guy to look at, but we've always had those classy backs. We always had the fast guys and the guys who can do something with the football, but I look around at that squad at the moment. We've got some really good balance there in terms of our young guys coming through, and I think we're at a stage now. We've still got some older heads there that have played a few games for the Indigenous All-Stars. So just going to watch them, how they develop during the week, and then hopefully, when we train this morning, just make sure they get out of that comfort zone where, they're going to make sure they feel a part of the team and get out there and obviously play football.
Justin, it's Dean Ritchie in Sydney. I just wanted to get your thoughts. It's such a strong brotherhood when you go into camp with the Indigenous side, and obviously you share a very proud heritage. Is it a different feeling in camp with the All-Stars as it is to when you're in camp with an NRL club?
Yeah, look, it's a lot different. And obviously, you know, being on the staff now, you get to see it firsthand. Like, you know, the boys come in, you can hear them giggling all the way down the hallway, and they've got their own little slang and their own little hood they hang out with, and they play cards and all this type of stuff. So it is different from that week-to-week football, and it has to be, you know, because you're with some great players, you're with a lot of different people with different cultures, and, like, a lot of the guys don't probably know a lot about their culture either. Some do, so it's always good to sit down, have a yarn, and have a bit of a chat. But, mate, the biggest thing is Bulldog is trying to get these guys to train.
I could imagine. Justin, it's Dave Stanley here, mate. I just want to ask about Loz. What's his go-to, you know, when he sits the boys down? Do you find he's repeating himself with the sayings, you know, back in my day, and boys, you know, it used to be much harder for us. We didn't have phones and all this sort of stuff. Like, what's his go-to lines for the boys?
Oh, look, I've watched Loz a fair bit over the last couple of years being involved. He always got his legs crossed. That's number one, which he's trying to unfold now. And he's always got that head balance, and he's always just shaking his head a couple of times just to reassure the boys. So that's something that I've picked up.
Has he pulled out? Because I remember one of the first times we went for dinner with him, he goes and he sort of gets the salt and pepper shakers, and he starts talking to the Tim Sheens player, and he's moving the salt and pepper shakers. Has he done that to you boys on the coaching staff, saying, now, look, we've got to be here and here, and we're going to move around?
I think that's more with the tequila. I think I've seen him do that.
Hey, Hodjo, just getting away from the Indigenous game temporarily. Yep. The Broncos, last year, obviously, they crashed out badly in that semi-final, 58-0. So, albeit it's only his second year of a six-year deal, but do you think there's some pressure on Anthony Seibold going into the 2020 season?
Oh, look, I think there's heaps of pressure, Bulldog. I think, you know, when you are a captain of the Broncos or a coach of the Broncos or a CEO, there's so much scrutiny, there's so much pressure comes with that job because, you know, we're a one-team town, we're a very proud town, and, you know, we've been, you know, pretty... apart from the last few years, we've been pretty dominant in terms of, you know, winning those grand finals and being successful. And, you know, we haven't won a grand final since 2006, so that's a long time. That's a massive drought for, you know, like the caliber of players that we got, you know, all the pickings of players that we've got as well, and all the systems we have in place. So I reckon it is going to be a make or break season for him. I think he's under a lot of pressure, and you can see that. So look, the boys need to stand up and deliver. I know they bought Brody Croft, will hopefully, you know, manage that middle third of the field, but I think there's still a lot of spots up for grabs. Plus, I think the biggest thing, mate, I think if there's a few injuries, we're going to be short on players. So, look, it is a massive use for the Broncos, and like you said, it's always a high-pressure job.
Talking about high-pressure job, you're also a part of Kevin Walters' Origin yep. squad for Queensland, haven't had success over the last couple of years. Yep. What gives you the confidence you can turn it around this year?
Yeah, it's been a bit different to what we've been used to, Loz. I think, when you get used to winning, it becomes a habit, a good habit. And I think now with all that transition, you know, we've lost all the great players and we're just trying to rebuild again. But, look, we want to get that trophy back as much as anything. The last 2 years hasn't been great. We fell short there last year. I think, you know, game two really let us down. We come back in game one and really fought and got the win. And, you know, game two was just, you know, we just got absolutely hammered on the park. And then, we just never regrouped from that. But I think this year is going to be so important. You know, we can't afford to go down 3-0. So we're going to try and do everything we can to make sure we get that trophy back. And mind you, we just had to build a new cabinet. So that's why we let you have it for a couple of years.
They're always too good. Always too good.
Any more questions? I know Bulldogs, mate. He's got 1,000 questions here. What else have you got to fill this Bulldog?
Hodjo, I'll just duck away from...
Hang on. Any exclusives for us, Hodjo? Because he's always looking for an exclusive in the telly.
What do you got, Hodjo?
Nah, nothing yet.
You're always
nothing
good for yet. Headline in your playing day, mate.
Yeah, I'm retired now. Right. I'm a good...
Hey, speaking of retirement from rugby league, but you still are sort of boxing. Any plans for further fights, mate? I mean, is it something that you're really interested in? Is it something you want to pursue?
Look, it's something I'm still keen on doing. I think the last few fights hasn't gone to plan. You know, got knocked out in the first round last time. Just comes within experience. I think we both sort of tied up and, you know, should have probably waited for the ref to come in and split us up, but I pushed him away. Then the big fella just threw a nice right hand and knocked me out. But it's something that I've always wanted to do, but just haven't fulfilled that role of going 4 or 6 rounds and having a proper boxing match. And like I said, the last 3 fights have just been round 1 knockouts. And, you know, we've come out and, the guys are swinging, so I've got to swing back as well. But it's something I'd love to do, and I've always wanted to have a fight with Gal, but obviously, you know, with me losing him drawing against Barry Hall, probably hasn't really matched up well, so just has to see where we go from here. And the next fight he has, hopefully he wins, and the next one I win, and then hopefully we can get it on.
Do you reckon you'd have Gal covered?
I've got him covered for size, I know that. look, it's tough. I like Gal. Like, there's no bad demeanor whatsoever. We played Origin football for a long time. You know, we both played for Australia together. He's probably, you know, one of the best New South Walesmen I've known. So look, there's nothing bad there. It's just he's probably the best boxer in terms of footy, and I just always wanted to have a go to see where I was at, really.
All right, well, Justin, we appreciate you joining us, mate, especially this early in the morning. Of course, local time in Queensland, it's around 6:30. Gee, he's not easy on you, is he, the boss? He says, come and meet me for an interview. Loz, as well to you, mate.
He's kept me up all night.
We're actually getting on the bus now for training, boys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else then. I didn't know what you were going to say.